Okay, Gilles Perron, welcome to CKUT.
Pleased to have you.
Can you just do me a favor and tell my listeners a little bit about your background and perhaps when you first began to be interested in the fluoridation of water?
Oh, I'm a naturopath, and my thesis as a naturopath was on fluoridation that goes back to 1972. My first book on the subject had been published. It was La Fluoration. Inconséquences de la fluoration, I forgot the name there, and that was in 1975, and I've been very active in Montreal to fight out the fluoridation. I've just published a last book with Dr. John Remington Graham, and he's a lawyer, and Dr. Jean-Pierre Morin, and Dr. Morin is a former director of research at Laval Hospital. He's a PhD in biochemistry. So we have published a book. The English title will be Fluoridation, Autopsy of a Scientific Error. It had been published in French under the term Fluoridation, La Fluoration, Autopsie d'une Erreur Scientifique. I'm also the,
A spokesperson?
Spokesperson. I always forget about it. The spokesperson for the alternative group of dentists in Quebec called Association de Médecine Dentaire Holistique du Québec.
Before we get started on some of the things that you have pointed out, some interesting news came from the American Dental Association. I was wondering, could you share that information with my audience?
Yes. On November the 9th, the American Dental Association has sent an e-gram to its member telling them to tell their parents not to prepare formulated milk for their infants with fluoridated water because it would cause too much tooth fluorosis. So that's a very great change because they always refuse to tell the parents that too much fluoride would cause tooth fluorosis. And in the small children, the amount of fluoride in the prepared milk will be too high and it will cause those ugly teeth called molt teeth. So they become all dark and yellow and brown, and they're always weaker and make them much more susceptible to tooth decay. So after the publication of the American Research Council in March this year, they reviewed a question and they came out to the conclusion that young kids would receive too much fluoride from the formulated milk if it's prepared with fluoridated water, and this would cause damage to their teeth. So that's a great change because they always refused in the 60 years before to say that fluoride could cause this type of problem.
It's very interesting that the American media and the Canadian media have not pointed out that fact or done stories. Very scattered stories have been done, and a state legislator in Tennessee has spoken out and asked dentists to warn their patients, but very little coverage in the media. Are you surprised by that?
No. I wrote even to the director of the fluoridation program in Quebec, asking them to tell the public about that, and they just told me, oh, fluoridation has absolutely no side effect, no toxicity. This is well documented, and there's no question about it. And I was very surprised that even if the American Dental Association have pinpointed this risk for the public in Quebec should know, but they didn't take any consideration about it. And I think that's not scientific responsible, and I think it's risky for the government to be sued by the public, all the kids that will suffer from tooth fluorosis. In Toronto, by the way, the incidence of tooth fluorosis came up to 69% when the water was fluoridated at 1.2 part per million. In Quebec and Ontario now, they have reduced the level of fluoride in the water to 0.7 parts in Quebec and 0.6 parts in by million in Toronto. In the point of view to reduce tooth fluorosis, but they always said before that the amount that would be effective was only 1.2 part per million, so we wonder if 0.7 part per million would be effective to reduce tooth decay.
On my program before, I had welcomed Dr. Paul Connett from the Fluoride Action Network, and he spoke of fluoride as being more of a topical substance, and it should not be ingested into the body, because some people can break down these types of substances, some people can't. We just don't know the long-term effects. In your studies of fluoride, which have been extensive, you've uncovered certain information. The government of Quebec cites many different sources as its reasons for wanting to fluoridate the water. And I want you to take us through some of perhaps what you think are untrue or overstated facts about this. At one point, I believe the Quebec says that they have 27,000 cited sources or surveys and or articles.
Which, studies, not studies. Articles. They, okay. They really state for the public health direction from Montreal on their internet site. They really state with much emphasis that there are 27,000 studies, not article, that prove that fluoridation is effective and safe. And that's very large figures. And Dr. Richard Lessard, have also put in a newspaper, especially in the Montreal newspapers, that there were 27,000 studies. Dr. Stephen Schwartz and Michael Levy on the CDC Noon last July also state that there was 27,000 studies. So those 27 studies are really official in Quebec. But do they really exist? So I wrote to Dr. John Carsley, which was he's presently the director of the Montreal Health Direction, to have the list of the 27,000 studies. Surprisingly, the direction don't have the list. Quite surprisingly, I asked them, who has that list? And they say, we don't know, but you could maybe write to Dr. Christopher Clark. And Dr. Christopher Clark is the head of the Department of Dentistry of the University of British Columbia. He's also the former director of the Canadian Dental Research Society. So, and he told me there's no such thing as 27,000 studies. The York University in England, the McDonough Review of the Literature, they took 3 years to review everything that had been published in the world. And they found only 3,246 studies published on the question in all language all through those years. And most of these studies are very badly done, and most of them were not pertinent to the research, and they were not valid. And they retain only 214 studies. So there's not a such thing as 27,000 studies.
Where do they say that number 27,000 comes from?
They don't even know.
Okay.
It's quite surprising. And it really don't exist. Dr. Clark really told me that the information is really untrue. And if they state there's 27 studies, it's probably because they mix articles and studies. And if someone doesn't know the difference between article and studies, he's not a very good expert. If he doesn't know about the review of the York Review, it's because he's not an expert. And if you have read the review of the York University, you should know, or they should know, that there's only 3,246 studies, and they could not claim 27,000 studies.
So this number 27, this is pretty much, would you say it's a fallacy? Would you say it's just simply not true?
Well, I could say, the only thing I could say, it's scientifically not capable to be supported. I wrote an article in the local newspaper in the Sherbrooke region, and they never answered me back about it because they cannot answer that point because it's really cannot be supported scientifically. And the York study is the best study ever done on the question. Beside that, the National Research Council in the States have done a complete review that have been published in March this year, and they have in their list about 1,000 studies. So if there would be 27,000 studies, they would be able to cite them, and they were not able to, nor the York University McDonough Review. So if anyone is able to claim 27,000 studies, they should be able to give the list of those things, and they're not able to.
Now, what are some of the other things that they state, either on their website or in publications, that are perhaps maybe questionable?
Yeah, but other thing they state that it's not valid, and this could be confirmed very easily. They say that the fluoridation would reduce tooth decay tremendously by 65%. That's the figure that Dr. Schwartz came out last year. They correct their point by saying it's maybe not 65%, but it may be between 20 to 40%. The York Review came out with the conclusion at the most it would reduce tooth decay by 15%. And these figures are so well scientifically supported that even the World Wild Organization now cites 15% as the capacity of fluoridation to reduce to decay, and the Center for Disease Control says also the same thing. Another fallacy, they say that fluoride is an essential nutrient. Health Canada says that fluoridation is not an essential nutrient, and even putting animals on a diet completely free of fluoride would not cause tooth decay. So the base that fluoridation or fluoride is a nutrient is not something that is solid. Another fallacy that is brought up, that fluoride has absolutely no side effect, and tooth fluorosis would be just a cosmetic problem. When we search on the effect of fluoride on the tooth, it really caused damage on the enzymes that produce the enamel of the teeth, and this makes the teeth much more susceptible to tooth decay. And if a child suffers from tooth fluorosis, then he becomes more at risk to have tooth decay. Another thing they don't say about fluoridation is that the product they use is the waste product of the chemical fertilizers, and this product is contaminated with heavy metals. The supplier of Quebec fluoridated products to add to the water states that they have about 0.2% of toxic metals like lead, mercury, cadmium, and 0.2% is about 20 parts per million, which is fairly high for toxic, and you're not allowed to add a product that could be toxic to the water.
So this is basically chemical waste, which they want to then put into the water?
Exactly. And these products could be used as an insecticide to prepare insecticide. These products are used to kill rats, and it's the same product they add to the water. And you could look on the internet, the supplier of fluoride, fluorosilicate, for example, and told you all the use the product could be used for, including fluoridating the water, the same product they use for industrial other use. And it's not a product that have been accepted by the Food and Drug Administration as a supplements of fluoride or food supplement, and have never been homologated to become a medication either. In 1920, the product had been accepted by the Food and Drug as an insecticide and a raticide, like poison for rats. And that's the only source of information that we have had test on by the Food and Drug or the Health Canada as a product. So it's never been homologated, even if it's used all around the world in the moment.
So there's never been a long-term test to see what fluoride does to humans?
No, never before they have put it in the water. And they have done experiments in a few towns in the States. So they have used human beings as guinea pigs. And the product have never been studied on all the different toxic effects. And that's why the National Research Council in the States states that the product have never been studied for mental disturbance, for accumulation, Alzheimer's disease, a heart problem, and cancer. The biggest study that had been done was Bert Graham, Morin, and Yamouyani's study, and they have shown that in the cities that were fluoridated, there was a much higher level of cancer, about 11% more cancer in fluoridated towns. So they choose 10 towns that were not fluoridated to have a population of over 1 million, and 10 towns that were fluoridated had a population of over 1 million each. And they compared those towns, and they have really shown that there was an increased cancer. And this was proven in court. And even if it was proven in court, it never came to back out. And what they have found recently with the study at Harvard University of Ms. Dr. Bassin, there's an increase of bone cancer in young men that are exposed to fluoridation in the first years of life, around between the age of 7 to 11 years old. So there's an increase of bone cancer in those cases. And this had been just published this summer, that all those factors have been covered up.
They just came out with health statistics in Canada, and I believe Quebec was on the very low end of those of all the provinces for the cost of health care per person.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, a large town being Montreal doesn't have fluoridated water right now. What do you? How do you believe the situation with Montreal is going to play out here in the next few or over the next year? Laval is really pushing hard to have Montreal fluoridate its water so that it can too fluoridate its water at the same time to save money. Do you think that Montreal's at risk?
No, I think the direction of Montreal is well informed of the toxic effect. And at the moment, there's so many risks of the city being sued by the population. If the American Dental Association states that kids could be affected with tooth fluorosis, then any, I could say, injunction against the city on that base would be accepted. So the city would have to stop fluoridating the water right away on the legal action that it would be brought out by that fact. So Quebec City have received a notice of getting an injunction against adding the fluoride, and the city of Quebec City is looking forward to stop fluoridation in the near future. And we don't know exactly what will be the report yet, but I think that might be coming out in the near future. Otherwise, they'll receive an injunction right away.
After studying the fluoridation of water for as many years as you have, do you see a trend now moving towards populations stop putting water, putting fluoride in the water system?
I think so. This is just a question of a short period of time, I suspect. Since the report of the National Academy of Science, the National Research Council, there are so many points that have been brought out, and the discussion, we see that there's a drastic change in the professional looking at the problem, looking at the side effect. If the American Dental Association have back out on the question of adding a fluoride in the water for preparing the baby water, the baby milk, sorry, the baby formulated milk, it's because they're backing up. And I think there's so many publications in the last 10 years on the side effect of fluoride, especially on the teeth with Dr. Hardy Lineback in Toronto, showing that there's a drastic increase of tooth fluorosis in city where the water is fluoridated, and that the level of tooth fluorosis is so high, it makes the teeth much more brittle, much more difficult to repair. So with all those facts coming out in the last few years, I think that the medical profession and dental profession will have to back out of fluoride in the very near future. And I don't think this will last more than a few years.
Dr. Gilles Perron, thank you for joining CKUT. If people want to learn more about this, I believe they can go to fluorideaction.net. And there's a website in Quebec City, is that correct?
Right. Quebec. Fluoraction.
Fluoraction. Okay. Well, I thank you for joining me. I thank you for all your work that you've done. And hopefully we look forward to speaking with you in the near future and with not having to worry about Montreal being fluoridated.
Thank you very much, Joe. Have a nice day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.